Today on Politics in Action, we'll discuss immigration reform in Quebec and how it affects people. We'll also touch on the resignation of Green Party leader Elizabeth May and how the party will fare in the coming months. I'm Kabir, your host of Politics in Action, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Last week, Quebec Premier François Legault introduced the Quebec Values Test. This test is slated to be implemented early next year. This is another extreme move that the Quebec government has taken to protect the values of the Quebec nation. This test looks to introduce economic migrants to laws and customs practiced in the province of Quebec. This test includes questions based on Bill 21. This poses a contradiction to the freedoms Quebec seeks to promote. Immigrants choose to work in Canada, understanding that this country allows people to wear any garment of their choice, while the province of Quebec violates that through the implementation of Bill 21. Additionally, this test is virtually impossible to fail, as candidates can rewrite it as many times as they would like. The impracticality of this test proves that Quebec is not working to welcome immigrants, and it is focusing on excluding newcomers in a time when the province is suffering from a labor shortage. Many have said that this test does not have a noticeable impact on anyone. However, Legault has employed many reformist measures since his election that are unprecedented and have resulted in disturbing actions throughout the province, specifically toward racial and openly religious groups. After the implementation of Bill 21, Muslim women of color have seen an increase in hate crime in their own communities. Earlier this week, a female passenger on Montreal's metro was assaulted and told to remove her hijab. Incidents like this are forcing people to live in fear every day. A Muslim woman from Laval who received threats about wearing her hijab in public came forward with this statement. Fearing for the safety of her children, she spoke to the Montreal Gazette anonymously, saying that, "Now every time they leave the house, I watch to make sure no one is confronting them or approaching them. I don't want them to feel hated. I don't want to have to explain hate to my kids. It's not the Canada I was raised in." This woman continues to fear for herself and her children. She ended the interview by stating that no one gets to tell us we're less Canadian than anyone else. No one gets to tell me what my kids can wear and how they can choose to practice their faith. I don't believe we should judge women for wearing hijabs, just as I don't believe we should judge women for wearing short skirts. Recent changes instituted by Quebec's new government have directly threatened many Canadians, while ultimately being unjust. However, many are opposed to these measures. Opposition to Legault's unsavory behavior has dented the CAQ's ability to effectively implement further harmful changes. Specifically, his plan to cut Quebec's experience program received a heavy amount of backlash, forcing him to delay his decision immediately. Quebec's experience program fast-tracks permanent residency for international students who have completed post-secondary education in Quebec. This program has attracted thousands of international students who have invested their time and money in this province. Earlier this week, the CAQ said they would be scrapping this program, which forced an immediate rebellion by students, stating their concerns to the Quebec National Assembly. After news of this development, Legault recently announced that he would grandfather students who entered the province on the experience program. This is a huge victory for many students across Quebec. However, the CAQ continues to mention their dissatisfaction with this program. Additionally, Legault stated to the camera that he was unaware of the impact that this provincial immigration program would have on students. This calls his competency as premier into question. The premier is supposed to have the clearest understanding of policy and its consequences. Essentially, many decisions by this new government have specifically targeted marginalized groups. This is a poor reflection on the province of Quebec, where many of its citizens would like to recognize diversity as our strength. In a country that bases itself on the principles of inclusion, this behavior by the Quebec government is unacceptable and detrimental to society. In other recent news, Elizabeth May steps down as Green Party leader. but she says she's not done yet. She says that the climate crisis is as critical as ever, and she's not stopping her work. Elizabeth May has led the Green Party for over 10 years, with the Greens only securing two other seats, one in BC, and an upset win in New Brunswick. It will be interesting to see who will assume a new leadership role in the coming months. Incumbent Jenica Atwin seemed to be a good candidate for leadership through her upset victory in the seat of Fredericton, which has historically never elected a third party. However, Jenica Atwin recently stated that she would not run for leader, as there is lots of work to be done in Fredericton. Interim party leader Joanne Roberts introduced herself through saying that her task as interim leader is to build the party as we search for a new leader, and I see that search as something that will allow Canadians who voted Green in this past election to say, hey, we could have a say in this. The Green Party leadership convention is scheduled for next year. This will be interesting because in the wake of the climate crisis, young people may involve themselves more in politics. Since most Green Party voters were in fact millennials, we will most likely see a higher voter turnout of young people in the next election. You've been listening to Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Tune in weekly for newer content. I'm your host, Kabir, signing off.